Good day, guys. This is your business coach, Adanna Austin, and welcome to the Dynamic Business Growth Podcast, your weekly podcast where we talk about all things business. Does marketing on social media feel like a chore? I'm sure your answer is yes, because many entrepreneurs, when they come to me for coaching, that is one of the biggest challenges, right? They know they need to be on social media, but it just feels like a chore coming up with content and creating and posting consistently, engaging with their ideal clients, creating the graphics, creating the reels, creating the carousels, creating the stories. It does feel like a chore. I completely understand it. But let me tell you, there is a way for you to do it so that it doesn't feel that way. What I would tell you to do, first of all, is to create your content pillars. Those are the 3 to 4 things that you know that you want to talk about with your audience over and over again. What are your content pillars? I'm not asking you what you are selling. I'm asking you, what are the things, what are the topics, what are the themes that you can talk to your audience about over and over again? So, for example, my content pillars are on marketing, sales, content creation, and either goal setting or mindset work, right? Those are my 4 content pillars. Based on those pillars, I will decide every week what my conversations will be about. So I'm not jumping from marketing to sales or content creation. I'm saying, if I say this week I am going to talk about marketing, I know about marketing, I live marketing, I breathe marketing, then every conversation I'm going to have this week is going to be about marketing. Now, I've spoken about marketing a lot in the past. So what can I do? I can repurpose old content. I can show old videos about marketing. I can share old blogs about marketing. I can even share old posts that I've shared about marketing already and obviously tie it into something that I'm buying. I can automate those things so that I'm not tied to my phone or my laptop every single day, right? Because they are already made. They've already been shared, right? You're resharing it to reiterate to your audience, and obviously to share to anybody new who has now started to follow you and who may not have heard that message before. So you're going to automate as much as you can. You don't need to automate everything, but you automate as much as you can. So you take away that burden of always having to be on. Because that's not a life for everybody, right? Some people really enjoy it, but if you are one of those entrepreneurs who really does not enjoy that type of lifestyle, then that is also fine. It doesn't mean that your business cannot be successful. So you can automate, repurpose content, and in between that automation, then you can post live, right? Meaning post as you go, share information as you go. It might be around the same marketing, or it might be other things, right? But it's related to what your ideal client wants to hear from you and tie it into whatever you may be promoting on that particular at that particular time. Right, it doesn't have to be as daunting as a lot of us make it out to be. I also say a great way to figure out what you're going to be sharing is also whatever questions your clients ask you, that is content that you can also be sharing. So as a client asks me a question, as I come off a call with a client, I usually go and post about it immediately, right? So a client asks me about content creation, I post about it. A client asks me about how I manage my time, I post about it. My client asks me about anything, so I post those things in real time, but you will consistently get one of my content pillars for the week, and that is how it becomes less challenging, right? It doesn't become daunting, and your audience consistently hears the same message from you in different ways so that your brand becomes known for these particular content pillars. I hope that makes sense. It's so much easier, and you can take a lot of the things that you've created, screenshot them, and create reels and videos. Utilize the tools that are already free in front of you. Just repurpose a lot of your content, and that really helps to eliminate the stress of being on your social media page 24/7, so that you're still connecting with your audience, you're still building a relationship, you're still sharing the how of how you do certain things, and you are consistent and frequent with your audience. Yeah? Jump into my DMs, like and share this message, leave a question underneath this, and let's continue to talk about how to make this whole process a lot easier for you. Thanks so much for tuning into today's podcast. And remember, it is all about focus and consistency. Check for more episodes on my website at Marketing Dynamics Business Solutions at www.mkgdynamics.com.